Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, the Irish Hospice Foundation is launching today a new information and support line. And the reason they've done that is because there has been a surge in demand for information around dying, death and bereavement. And I'm joined in the studio by the CEO of the Irish Hospice Foundation, Paula O'Reilly. Paula, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Claire.
So lots of people want information around end of life, around care and around how families manage it.
Yeah, and last year we were in with yourself when we published our report, Dying Well at Home, which was a consultation report with families and carers. And I guess that was one of the resounding messages that came through, was that accessing information was challenging, finding out about services and supports, and just the coordination and the timing of those services were challenging for families. So one of the recommendations from the report was that an information support line, which would allow families to call up, and for example, where you might have a scenario where someone's leaving hospital and they want their parent maybe come home, be able to support them at end of life, but not sure what information, services and supports are available. So really the information support line is targeting, that end of life care and supporting families to make decisions in terms of what's available in their local area.
It's just really daunting for families, isn't it, when they get that diagnosis or news, or they become aware that we're reaching the end stage now and we want to have this loved one at home. How do you do it? Where do you start?
Yeah, and I think it sometimes is that the information isn't timely. And what we find, we already have people that call the Irish Hospice Foundation for information. And generally what you'll find is someone will call with one inquiry, which actually ends up leading to several other thoughts, because it is such a difficult thing and a challenging thing for families to coordinate end-of-life care. And whether that's end-of-life care at home or if it's moving from hospital to a nursing home, or getting information on nurses for night care or their local hospice. So I think the idea is really to provide sort of practical supports around end-of-life care, around advanced care planning, and how you might even start documenting your decisions on what you would like at end-of-life. And then on top of that, what is available in the local area and what supports
are there.
So are
you finding then that there's a big knowledge gap when it comes to what am I entitled to, what supports can I have, even the very practical things like a hospital bed in the home, if that's the option you decided to go down, to have the person at home? Do people not know what they need and what they can get?
Yeah, I mean, certainly even in the new adult palliative care policy that was published last month, one of the objectives is to look at how do you provide that care at the right time, at the right place. And that's really what families want to be able to do, is to be able to support the person to get that information timely. So sometimes you might have somebody ring up about nurses for night care, but think that you can only access nurses for night care at end of life if you have a cancer diagnosis, where in actual fact, Irish Hospice Foundation funds for non-cancer diagnosis to have end-of-life care. And similarly, even very practical information on home modifications or the terminal illness card, like what is the criteria for someone to be able to access a terminal illness card? So certainly when we did the research last year, it was either people were getting information too late or they weren't sure where they needed to go for that information.
Right, because it's just really important that you mentioned the terminal illness medical card, because this can be a really challenging time financially as well. Who is entitled to that?
So it's where someone has been given a terminal diagnosis with 24 months now. It's been moved from 12 months to 24 months where they're most likely to die.
And that's a full medical card, is it?
So, yeah. So all that information is currently available actually on the Irish Hospice Foundation website. But it's those sort of out-of-pocket costs that families, sometimes aren't even just aware that they exist. exist, similarly around home care packages or like that accessing the local hospice. How do they how is a referral made? And some of them, some of the advice to be given will be about, you know, providing the person with the knowledge to know that actually you can go back to the acute hospital and you can chat to the social worker there and she can help you with that or he can help you with that. And similarly, your GP is a very good person to talk to in terms of advanced care
and
planning.
Your local public health nurse.
Exactly. So there's sometimes it's just people have different healthcare professionals coming into a home or they're meeting them in the hospital and they're not 100% sure who can help them with what. So sometimes also it is about saying, you know, that's a person that is a really helpful person to go back and talk to that can help you on that journey.
Mm-hmm. So it's a really stressful time. And,
it is.
You know, it's very hard to take in information as well, isn't it? So it's important to have somebody there you can talk to who very clearly can take you through the steps that you need to follow.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think sometimes, you know, you can go into those type of meetings sometimes in the hospitals and just you come out and you're like, oh, I wish I had asked that question. So I think the information support line allows people to ring, but also to ring back and say, actually, this is something I've forgotten. Could you signpost me in the right direction for information related to whether it's night nurses, hospices or financial information?
OK, well, we better tell people about the helpline. It's open from 9 until 1 every weekday. Is that how it works?
Monday to Friday, 9 to 1. And the number is 1800 60 70 66. And, you know, that's the initial hours. And what we'd be looking also is it's a really good opportunity for the Irish Hospice Foundation to look at the type of queries that are coming through and to look at that data and see where are the gaps in services and need. And it also provides us with a good opportunity then to advocate in terms of the needs for better end of life care.
So it'll provide a listening ear, but you'll also be directing people to the services that they need.
Absolutely.
So you mightn't
signposting.
You mightn't have the full solution on that call, but you'd be able to tell people you need to go back and speak to this person.
Absolutely, yeah. And there is, and I think that is the important thing to say, there's a lot of really good information for families. There's a lot of training out there that families can access, but sometimes finding it is quite difficult. So really, you know, we don't want to be reinventing the wheel either in terms of the resources that are out there, but certainly, as you said, just signposting people to the right direction.
Okay, that the number is 1800 60 70 66. 66. Did I get
that
right?
It.
Great. Now, I know you've been working on the palliative care policy as well. So tell us a little bit about that, Paula.
So the new adult palliative care policy was launched by the minister in September and it has an implementation plan and we're just awaiting funding to be announced in terms of the breakdown of that funding for each of the actions. So there's 25 recommendations and the focus is, as I said, in delivering end of life care and bereavement support in the right place at the right time and that people get the care that they need. So we're very excited to see the new policy. I think it addresses a number of the gaps in terms of equitable access to end of life care and bereavement supports. It does highlight out of pocket costs that people often endure at end of life care. So, you know, it's an ambitious policy to address that unmet need and we're very excited that it's come in and we look forward to it being funded and the implementation plan.
The ultimate aim here is, and we know that a huge percentage of people have their end of life time in acute hospitals but don't want to be in, many people don't want to be in that setting, they want to be at home.
At home.
And that's where you're trying to get to.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it is about trying to build capacity in communities and whereby someone unfortunately may not be able to stay at home and be supported to die at home. Then the question is, what do we need to do better in the acute setting or in the nursing home setting so that, you know, if we can't provide end of life care at home, we can do the next best thing in terms of our acute hospitals and our nursing home settings.
OK, well, Paula, thank you very much for coming in. I'm going to remind people of the new information and support line number again. And members of the Irish Hospice Foundation will be there to answer your calls from 9 until 1, Monday to Friday. The number is 1800 60 70 66. Thank you very much, Paula, for
coming in. Thank you so much.
Now, will it be a First Lady or a First Gentleman? We're going to find out more about who could be accompanying the next president to the White House. That's after this.